This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We are continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. Again, we're in Siman Aleph, Siv Dalet. Siman Aleph, Siv Dalet. Toiv ma'at hachanunim bekavana meharbes bloi kavana. Better few supplications with kavana than many without kavana. So again, let's try to understand what's the hemshech hadvarim in the mechaber. Why all of a sudden is the mechaber telling us better to say few? So who said tachnunim and dachar shmei? Who said anything about tachnunim? We're talking about getting up in the morning. So I think the way we're learning the Shulchan Aruch over here, I hope it's correct. I have to tell you that this is not the first time I'm learning Siman Aleph, but I will tell you it's the first time that I had any understanding of the Hemshech of the Sifim in Siman Aleph. So it's like this. Sif Aleph talks about getting up in the morning like a lion. Then Sif Beis tells you that there are specific times in the night that are opportune, that are ratzoi to get up, because tefillos for the Chorban will be accepted. And then Sif Gimel is explaining, you know, why is davening for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash so important? Because this is an Ikar and Avodas Hashem. A Yirei Shamayim should always be made servadoyig. So if you're always made servadoyig, you're going to schedule your wake up based upon when your tefillos for the Chorban will be accepted. Now, again, the Mechaber didn't tell you to say Tikkun Chatzos. But if in Sif Beis he's telling you to get up at a certain time because the tefillos for the Chorban will be accepted, then implicit in that is that part of your get up in the middle of the night is you're going to be davening for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So in Sif Dalet, he tells you, by the way, a short tefillah with kavana is greater, is more powerful than a longer tefillah without kavana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis, Beloi Kavana, Aval Im Hamarba Kivein Gamkin. Yeah, but what about the guy who's davening more, and he's also having kavana, then hamar b'tov yosa. Obviously, a lot with kavana is better than a little with kavana. V'im hamemayit yesh le'oynes. Meaning, the Chavetz Chaim is not saying, you know, Chavetz Chaim is saying, the Mechaber is not telling you to do less. He's telling you, if it's a choice between less with kavana and more without, less gam is better. But it's not that less with kavana is better than more with kavana. Avada, you should do more with kavana. It's talking that if the mamayit has extenuating circumstance, he can't be marach, or he estimates he won't be able to have so much kavana. Then he is evaluated and considered before Hashem like the guy who had time and is marach in his supplications with kavana. And regarding this, we learned echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit uvelvad sheichavein liboy l'shamayim. As long as your kavana is l'shamayim. But says the Chavetz Chaim, v'chein l'inyan talmud Torah inyan kim. The same thing is regarding talmud Torah. In other words, let's say a person has a choice. They could learn dershu, they could learn a page a day, or they could learn a half a page a day. So it's like this. If by learning a half a page a day, you'll understand it better, avada, you have to learn a half a page a day. But if you're shortchanging yourself, you could learn 2 pages a day with kavan. You say, I'm going to join Shana Alachas because it's easier, then you can't do that. In other words, your person has to know. But it's always better to do less with kavana if you're going to end up having more kavana, both in davening and in learning. Because it's all dependent on if you're doing everything you can. Umishu bal Torah, someone who's a lamdan, someone who has the ability to learn. V'yesh loy lev lahavin, he has the capacity to understand things. V'lomoid, and to really learn thoroughly. Yachal limnoya miloy mar harbe tchinos v'bakoshes hanetfasos besidurim. He doesn't have to say all the various supplications that are printed in the Siddur. What does that refer to? I mean, you have to say the whole Pesukei Dezimra, but you don't have to say Chveis, Parshas Hayira, Parshas Hatshuva, maybe even, not clear if the Chavetz Chaim is applying it even to Sif Hei, namely, let's say the Akedah, or Aseres HaDibrois, or Parsha, or the other Parshios. I would assume he is. In other words, I would assume even the things that the Mechaber says are toiv to say. But if somebody is capable of learning in a thorough way and with profound understanding, it's better to learn than to say all of these various bakashos. V'toyv yoser shel yomai b'mekaymam. V'tzarech ha'adam likvay alay eis lilmayt sifrei musar b'chol yom v'yom. A person is required to set aside time to learn works of musar every single day, im ma'at v'im harve, whether a little bit or a lot. I Kasha. Where's Rabbi Yeager? Because I have a raya what the Mishnah Brura meant before. The Shaar Tzion has a kasha. Aye, but we said before Mishnayis is the most important thing. So the Shaar Tzion says, no, it's even more important than Mishnayis. What do you mean? I thought Mishnayis is only important at 4 a.m. Nobody said anything. What's the Shaar Tzion saying? It's even more than Mishnayis. Nobody said anything about Mishnah. Who said anything about Mishnayis? That was talking about 4 a.m. Musar now, we're talking about the whole day. So it seems like when the Mishnah Brura brought earlier, Mishnayis takes precedence over everything, it means anytime. Meaning in general, if you have 10 minutes a day to learn, the Mishnah Brura says you should learn Mishnah. And here he's saying, but you have to learn Musar every day. And if you only have 5 minutes the whole day, you're going to learn Musar. You're going to drop the Mishnah. Anyway, it could be you could push that off. Maybe the Shaar Tzion is just saying, in general, we know Mishnah is important. And Musar even takes precedence over that. Okay, I would say the other way. Ki hagadol mechavero yitzroi gadol himeno. The greater you are, the greater your Yetzirah. V'tavlin ha-Yetzirah. Hu toichachas mamorei chazal. And the medication for the Yetzihara is the rebuke of chazal. So here, the Mishnah Brura is paskening halacha lamaisa. It has emanated from the Lishkas Hagozis that a person is obligated to learn some, take some dose of Musar every single day. Sifhei, toiv loimar parshas ha'akeda. It is good to say the parsha of the Akeda, uparshas hamon, v'aseres hadivrois, Uparshas Oila. Now, what's interesting to me is in none of the Siddurim do you have the Parsha of the Oila. Where do you have the Parsha of the Oila in the Siddur? Umincha, Ushlamim, Vichatas, Vaasham. By the way, these Parshas do not really appear in the regular Siddur. The Karbanos that we have Ezehu Makoiman, we have Abayah, we have Masader, we have the Parshas Hatamid, but we don't really have these Parshas. And perhaps next time we'll read the Bir Halacha where these parshios are located. Ushlamim, v'chatos, v'asham, and says the Rama Haga, v'davka biyachid mutter loymer aseres hadibrois. When we say it's good to say the aseres hadibrois, you can only do it privately. B'choyim, aval asur la'amram b'tzibur is prohibited to say the aseres hadibrois b'tzibur. Says the Mishnah Brura, sivkatan, Yod Gimel, Parsha Soakeda, Koidem Parsha Sakarbanos. Before you say the Parsha of Karbanos. That comes from the Berhetiv. Now, interesting, if you look in the Malbim explains that Karbanos really only work because of the Akeda. Because what's the process of a Karban? A person says that I would give the body of the animals in lieu of my animal, and I am being makriv my nefesh. Rabbi, give me a break. You would really be makriv your nefesh? Who said you would do such a thing? Through the Akedah, Yitzchak established that yes, a Jew would be makriv his nefesh. And therefore, the Akedah allows karbonos to work. Without the Akedah, the process of karbonos would not work. You can say the Akedah and the man even on Shabbos. It's not enough just to say it. You should contemplate what you're saying. And recognize the wonders of Hashem. V'chein mashamru b'gemara. Likewise, when the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Kol ha'omer Tehillah David Shalosh Pam B'chol Yom, anyone who says Ashrei 3 times a day, Muftach Shu Ben Olam Haba, he's vouchsafed to be a Ben Olam Haba. Gam Kein Ba'ofen Zeh. It's also referring to not just someone who rattles off Ashrei 3 times a day, but one who is mizboinein of the wonders of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'tam la'amiras Kol Zeh. What's the reason for saying all these things? Again, I don't know that it's definitive that when the Mishnah Brura said earlier that someone who's able to learn, he's better to learn than to say the Bakashois and Tchinois printed in the Siddurim. It's not clear. I don't know that we could say that these amirois are called tchinois and bakashois, but nevertheless, what's the reason for these amirois? Parshas Akeda kidei lizkor zuchos aves v'chayam, to remember the merit of our forefathers daily. V'gam kidei lahachnia yitzroi, and also to subdue the yitzahara k'mo shemasar Yitzchak nafshay, just like Yitzchak gave up his soul. Uparshas Haman, the purpose of the Parshas Haman kidei sheyamin, in order to believe shekom zaynoisav ba'en b'hashgacha pratis, that one's livelihood comes with specific divine guidance, ukidachsiv, like it says by the man, hamarbe loy ha'adif, v'hamamit loy hechser. One who gathered more did not have more. One who had less, gathered less, did not have less. Lahoiro is to teach, she'ein riboy ha'hishtadlos moyal mu'uma. Extra effort to make parnasa does not help at all. In other words, once a person meets the threshold of hishtadlos, extra hishtadlus will not earn a person more money. V'yisub yishami in brachos, kala oimer parshas haman, anyone who says the parsha of the man, muftach loy shalei yismatu mezoinosav, he is vouchsafed that his mezoinos will not be mitigated. So there's a haftacha. Nothing to do with the Wednesday of Parshas Beshalach, the special day. No, it's stam halacha in general. It's a good thing to say the parsha of the man, and someone who says it, again, with this kavana, that with the belief that a person's parnasa comes b'hashgacha pratis, and that riboy hishtadlus eino mayo ma'uma, he's guaranteed that his mezonos will not be mitigated. V'asaras hadibros kedei sheyizkar b'chol yoyim ma'imin har Sinai, in order to remember every day ma'imin har Sinai, v'yischazik emunasai b'Hashem, and strengthen his emunah in Hashem. Now, we know that remembering ma'imin har Sinai is one of the required zechirois to remember every day. The Ramban learns it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham, I believe in Siman Samach, brings from the Ksavim of the Arizal that we remember Maimon Har Sinai every day in Ahava Rabbah when we say V'kerav Tanu Malkeinu L'Shimcha HaGadol. That is the designated spot. So in other words, even if a person doesn't say the Aseres HaDibrois, you can still be Mekayim, the inyan of remembering Maimon Har Sinai, in what we say already, namely, V'kerav Tanu Malkeinu L'Shimcha HaGadol Sela. U'parshas HaKarbonos, Damrinu B'menachos, Zois Tairas HaChatos, Kala Oisek, B'Tairas Chatos, Kilu Hikrav Chatos. Anyone who is involved in the laws of the Chatos, it's as if they brought a Karm Chatos. U'shlamim, and not only that, V'adin Parshas Toida, D'gam Hi B'chlal Shlamim. And after Oila and Shlomim and Toida, you should say the parasha of Nesachim, Ki Ein Zevach B'loi Nesachim. Again, if you look in our Siddurim, we do not have the parashios of Karbanis. In most Siddurim, you don't have the parashios of Karbanis. You have the Kiyar, and you have the Tamid, and you have the Ketoires, but you don't have the parashios of Oila Chatas. And we'll see tomorrow in the Bir Halacha regarding what these parshios are. And he says you should say the parsha of Nesachim because you can't bring Zevach without Nesachim. And Chatas and Asham in Tom Nesachim. One more Mishnah Berurah, V'chatas. Ayin b'Magen Avram. Look in the Magen Avram, Shekasav. De'im yoideya sheneschayiv Chatas, yoimer parshas Chatas koidem. If you know that you're chayiv v'chatas, you should say Chatas before you say Oila mincha shlamim chatas and Hashem. I would say, if you know your chayv chatas, and you don't say any of these things ever, maybe that day it's worthwhile to say the parsha of the chatas. Umidivrei shar poskim el mashma, came from other poskim, not mashma, that if you're chayv chatas, you should say the parsha of chatas first. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Tomorrow, let's shoot for 10:30. I don't know where I'm going to be, so let's shoot for that time. And we'll do Tuesday and Wednesday. And if anybody wants, later today at 11:30, for those who are following in the Sefer Shana Halachos, we're going to have a short shiur on Shana Halachos. Legabe, we'll discuss the inyan of Al Nareis Bavel and Shir Hamalis. Okay, agutamoy, thanks everyone for joining. Have a great day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.